Not had to change a huge amount, really. I mean, I've known Colin for years, and we get coached by the same guy down in London and everything. So it was quite an easy transition to kind of play with Colin. So yeah, things have been going well. We've been teamed up for a few months now. So yeah, like I say, we just had got quite a few matches in recently. So that you know, stands us in good stead for the remainder of the grass court season, and then obviously the remainder of the year after that. So yeah, just looking forward to getting stuck in next week, really.
And of course, you had the success in the Davis Cup as well, with the victory against Russia. So that will have helped.
Yeah, definitely. I mean, it was my first time in a Davis Cup team. Colin's been playing for the last 3 or 4 years now, so it was great to get quite a convincing win there actually for us. So it was nice to get up and running in the Davis Cup, and obviously, yeah, winning matches and events like that gives us a lot of kind of confidence going forward.
How different an experience is it to play in the Davis Cup then to the tournaments you're normally used to?
Yeah, it's definitely a lot different. I mean, it's the first time I've, like I said, first time I've played for my country. It was a massive, massive honour for me, and I was a bit nervous going into it. But we played at home in Coventry, so we had a great support from the local people there, and it was fantastic to be a part of it, really, and something I'd obviously like to be a part of in the future as well.
When will you know if that's going to take place and selection?
That'll be near the time. Our next tie is away in Croatia in September, so I suppose it depends who's playing well at the time and who's fit and everything. So we'll know, I suppose, after the US Open. So we've got a whole, I don't know, 2 or 3 months really to try and get some good results and try and force our way into team, really.
Do you feel that there is this groundswell of support behind you, the fact that the pair of you are both British?
Yeah, definitely. I mean, what went on last year, whatever, you know, the British people always kind of tend to get behind us, whatever tournament we play in this country. So, yeah, it always helps, you know, when the majority of the crowd are kind of supporting you and backing you and behind you. So, it's always nice playing at home, because this is the only time of year, really, that we get a chance to play in England. So yeah, it's nice.
Regardless of what went on last year, you say it as if it was some small achievement. When you look back at that, have you had sort of 5 or 10 minutes just to reflect on everything that happened to you at Wimbledon last year?
Yeah, you know, I think about it most weeks, I suppose. It's something I'm really proud of, and it was a great achievement that myself and Freddie went and won it. It was something I always kind of dreamed of, and it gives me a lot of confidence, you know, going into this year, going back there in particular. But you know, for the rest of my career, you know, it's given me a lot of confidence and kind of proved to myself, you know, that I can play a good level and win the big event. So, yeah, it's something I'm looking forward to trying to add on in the future, I suppose.
What doors did that success in winning the title last year open for you?
Well, it made my ranking a lot higher, so it got me into all the top tournaments throughout this last year. So it's been a different schedule I've played this year. So I've been to places like Monte Carlo and Rome and Toronto and all these big major tournaments. So it's something I always wanted to be involved in. That's why I started playing tennis in the first place. So to kind of be a part of these big tournaments, it's my dreams come true, really, I suppose.
A lot of sports stars talk about the ultimate goal, and when they've landed that goal, like a Wimbledon, that it almost seems as though the pressure is off, you can relax a little bit more, and all of a sudden that sport, tennis in your case, seems to flow. It's almost a slightly easier. Is that how you found it?
Well, I think regardless of what happens for the rest of my career, you know, I'll always have that the Wimbledon title, whatever, which is the one I suppose I always would have been after. So yeah, I think it's taken a bit of pressure off financially, because I was obviously playing the lower-ranked tournaments for the earlier part of my career, really. So, and that's not paid very well. So it's kind of taken that financial kind of pressure off me, so I can relax a bit more and really enjoy it. And yeah, having that in the back of your mind that you have kind of got a Wimbledon title, it does, I suppose, make you a bit more relaxed about what the future holds, I suppose.
Are you confident? Can you do it again?
Yeah, I mean, that's what I'm going to be trying to do, you know. I think, you know, grass suits our game, mine and Colin's game. So, and we've had a great preparation leading up to it. I mean, there's so many great teams out there, so it's not going to be easy. But yeah, we'll just try and take each match as it comes and try and enjoy the experience again and see what happens, really.
When you assess the competition, where are the major threats then at Wimbledon?
Well, I mean, obviously the big team of the last decade, I suppose, is the Bryan brothers and the guys actually were playing in the final in Eastbourne. They're the number two team in the world at the minute, so they've had a great year, so they'll be tricky. But there's there's great teams throughout the draw, and there's a lot of singles players that kind of play for the big ones, so they're always a bit different, a bit tricky. You don't really come across them and on the double circuit for the rest of the year, so you never know. There's hurdles to overcome, every stage of the tournament. So like I say, we'll just have to take each match as it comes and give our best shot.
How much time off will you have over the weekend before you're due to start at Wimbledon?
Well, we've actually got an exhibition match organised on Sunday, so we're actually playing the exhibition against the guys we're playing in the final. I think it can start Monday, Tuesday or Wednesday, so we'll just have to see when we're scheduled and try and have a few light hits and just try and stay sharp for the opening match.